Hi, I'm Meg. Welcome to my home. I live in Echo Park. I love being a mom. Yes. The thing about being a parent is I think your heart just kind of expands in ways that you never could anticipate it expanding. It feels like your heart just kind of explodes when this person comes into your life. I feel that I would probably never have that level of love or that extreme sensation of love. That knowledge of love, if I hadn't had a baby. It's a real gift, you know? It's really beautiful. It's pretty stressful too. You don't get as much sleep as you want, so you're not always as sharp and on it. You certainly sacrifice things from the get-go. In the beginning, it's sleep that you're sacrificing, and then you clearly just can't do as many things, whether it's in your social life or traveling or splurges. I mean, you got to watch your money all of a sudden, much more than you did before. So it comes with its sacrifices, but for me, it clearly feels well worth it. My mom and I were always close, but ever since I've had a baby, I think that my mom and I are much closer. I think that when you become a mom, you all of a sudden appreciate. It kind of blew me away to think, oh, so my mom, now I get why my mom was so protective, or now I get why my mom was so worried about this or nervous about this. And, I understand the urge to, this kind of extreme urge to protect and nurture. So, yeah, I have a much deeper appreciation for my mother now and my parents in general, And now I'm like, oh, wow, you really love me a lot. Like, I get it now. And my mom is super helpful since I've had Josephine. She's been around to help with whatever I need. She doesn't live here, but she'll come and stay for long periods of time. When Josephine was born, she came out and stayed with us for 3 weeks and did laundry and cooked and gave me advice on how to burp Josephine and what might help her go to sleep at night or ways to soothe her when she seemed inconsolable. And as a new mom, like you just have no idea how to do that stuff. The other day we went to the nursery to get some plants, and we walked in and there's this huge Buddha statue when you walk in, and she just looks up and she says, "Buddha." And I'm like, "Where did you learn that? Who taught you that? I know I didn't teach you that." Not because I didn't want to, I know that it didn't come from me. And it's fascinating to see kind of like the things that she picks up on. The other thing she said the other day was umbrella. And I mean, we live in LA. We do not have umbrellas like sitting around. Where did you learn umbrella? I have no idea where she learned it. I guess at school. So I love hearing the words that she picks up on, words that I didn't teach her. And that's what's so nice about her going. I really like sending her to daycare. I mean, it's really the only option for us, but it's really cool to know that she has this life. Like totally outside of mine, where she has her friends that are her friends, and she has her caregivers, and they have their own thing going on, and she's with them, 8 hours a day, every single day. I don't know what's going on over there. I mean, they can kind of give me a story when I pick her up, but she has a whole other experience that is not my own, which I like. It reminds me that she's totally her own person. You quickly gain confidence in yourself and your abilities to be a mother. You just figure it all out and you realize that, like, I don't know, you just gain a lot of confidence in yourself because you realize that you have the capability to do it all. And you're gonna have to, and if you don't, you've got to learn it really quickly because someone's gonna teach you one way or another.